Alt NPR.
Support for NPR podcasts comes from AT&T, the passion to invent, the drive to deliver. The new AT&T, your world delivered.
Welcome, podcasters, to What Would Rob Do, the podcast that explores life's most trying dilemmas. I'm David Kestenbaum, and with me, of course, is Rob Sachs.
Hey, David, how's it going?
Okay, nice haircut.
Actually, it's not really a haircut, it's more just like bedhead with gel.
I was thinking lack of haircut.
Okay, fine, whatever.
So what's the topic this week?
Today, the topic is staying on time. You recognize that?
That's Pink Floyd.
Yeah, you know, that's Time from Pink Floyd. Ever go to a laser light show? Midnight? Planetarium?
I was more of a Led Zeppelin kind of guy.
Let me tell you, David, pretty amazing stuff. Just lean back, you listen to that song, pretty trippy. Anyway, I have more songs about time. Time keeps on slipping. Oh yeah, a little Steve Miller. Into the future. And how about this little nugget? If you fall, I will catch you. I will be waiting. So good. Emma, just takes me back, man.
All right, so we're talking about, let me guess, something about time.
You are so right. I don't know how you got it. Maybe it was the musical cues. Yes, but importantly, I want to talk about how to stay on time and not be late. Do you know something? I was searching around, and I found a study conducted by San Francisco State University, and it said that 20% of the U.S. population is chronically late. That's one in five people screwing other people up.
That makes me feel a lot better because I'm definitely in that 20%.
Yes, it has an impact of $3 billion each year on the economy.
Can I just say that, like, actually, I there's one guy in particular in my life who I meet for coffee, except that I don't end up meeting him. It happens to me all the time.
Wait, you're late? You're standing him up?
Yeah.
That's so mean. Anyway, well, I was reading more about this study. The head researcher, her name is Diana DeLonzor, and she said people who are chronically late, maybe like you, they don't want to be late. They just have these ideas that they have these mythical powers that somehow they can condense the day down more so that they can make every appointment that they've set.
You know, I think the problem is that I imagine they're sort of a teleport machine. So when it's 2 o'clock, I think it's time to leave, even if I'm supposed to be there at 2 and it's a half hour away. Like, I totally neglect transit time.
Right. You have to budget your time. And DeLonzor says, you know, doing things like making a diary. So you're writing out what you do all times a day, or just thinking about trying to be early. So I think those are great ideas, but I also have some ideas of my own, as you might have imagined.
Have you published those in a journal somewhere?
I have not published them in a journal.
All right, so this is breaking news here.
No scientific study, but I think the first thing you have to do is have a really great alarm system. So a lot of people, you know, they like to have a watch on. You'll see, I'm not wearing a watch. You know, because I don't like the tan lines. It totally messes. You know, I go out, people are like, oh, that's such an ugly tan line.
Can I point out, I once had a watch with 5 alarms, and I used to set 4 of them with 2 minutes apart to remind me to do things. Because I would shut it off and then just forget, and then go off again, and I'd shut it off.
Well, alarms are so passe, really. All that beeping, it just annoys people. You know, you're in a place and you hear beep, 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 beep.
I think that's it. I think I say, why is this watch making noise?
Yeah. What I do, you see, I have my cell phone out here.
Yeah.
I do the alarm, but with the ringtone. So here's my you're late alarm. This is what it sounds like. Yeah, you know that, huh?
I don't know that song, actually. Oh, it's
on your script.
It's George Michael. Yeah. Why does that get you going?
George Michael always gets me going. I don't know why, you know, but I hear I Want Your Sex, I'm out the door. Okay? It works.
Any other tips?
I always think that there's the tried and true method of having visual reminders on your person. Like tying a string around your finger. Everyone knows about that. That's the old standard method. But I don't go that route. I think, first of all, it cuts off circulation. Second of all...
Tan line again.
Right. It's really awkward. What's that little white circle around
your finger? Were you married? Yeah.
Right. A whole mess of problems can come with the string around the finger. So I say, you know, get maybe an article of clothing that you know is going to remind you of something. For instance, this sweater here. I'm not sure if you knew this blue sweater with the stripes. This is I Have an Appointment with David sweater. But
how about putting like a rock in your shoe?
A rock in your shoe, yeah. Something that's gonna jar you. For instance, sometimes I have two appointments. So, you know, I might have the sweater on, but then I have to go to something else. Like, I have these polka dot boxers that I wear when I have another appointment. And
Not today. Not today.
Well, these are actually the striped boxers that say I have an appointment with my wife, which is not so good. So I think we actually got to wrap things up here because I think I'm going to be in trouble.
All right, any other tips?
The striped boxers, man. I got
to
go.
All right, that'll do it. Thanks for listening to What Would Rob Do? I'm David Kestenbaum.
And I'm Rob Sachs. And Dave,
yeah.
If you're lost and you will find it, it's time after time.
Get a haircut.
Okay. Where will we wait? Time after time.
Alt, alt, alt.